that's crazy. But you know, now it's not. And Chazal, you know, emphasized with this whole mesechta about keeping darim and keeping to our unique identity and values. Okay, so the Gemara says on the bottom of Tesvav Amin Aleph that the Rav Huna Zavin, three lines from the bottom, Rav Huna Zavin ahi para lo'evi kechavim. Rav Huna sold a para to an oevi kechavim. Amar le'av chista, my time oevin marachi. So, right, like the figures we spoke about last time, why are you doing this? This is against the Mishnah. This is something that's not permitted. Gemara says, because of Mechamer, because of Nisione, and then the Gemara goes back, Shelin Tzchiris Laikanya, so the Gemara says also because of Shelin Tzchiris, Shvisa Bento, fine. Gemara says, Amrle, Emer L'Shchita Zavna. So Gemara says, no, because over here you have an Eitza to say to be Toilo L'Hokel, that he was buying a L'Shchita, it's not going to be around. It's not going to be around, so all the Gzeres of Nisione and all the Gzeres of Shelin Tzchiris, Shvisa Bento is not going to be Shaykh. So you have to really touch up the Mishnah now. We have to redefine the Mishnah that it's not going to apply to situations. That's what Rashi says. But Talin and Lakula, last Rashi on the Daf, Umasisa bebehemet tmeya filu b'stame inami b'tahira umafarsh le'ov g'chavim de l'kiyume kai. So you have to make ukimtas in the Mishnah when you think when it's going to be usher and you know that he's going to keep it around, that it's going to be shayach l'gzeiris that the Gemara was talking about before mishum nisione mishum shelas chirus. Frak the Gemara kashim mina tamra damrinan. What kind of joke is this? Like, how do you know that you could just be Toilu Lahakel? There's a Safik Isser over here. It's still Lifnei Iver. It's still Lifnei Iver. So the Gemara says, so you see that you're allowed to sell a para that plows in the seventh year, and since you don't know for sure that that he's going to shecht it. This is a fascinating Gemara. This is a very important Gemara, Halacha L'maaseh. Just, I'm not talking about this. I think we mentioned it in Pesach and others, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, they all quote this Gemara, the Ritva in this Gemara, that basically, when you have a Tzad L'Hakel, Lifnei Iver, even though you say Sofi Deraisa L'Chumra, but not Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is a Vada Yisr. But if there's Efshel Lislos L'Hakel, So you can't. That's do you need a rove? Do you need? Is it even mechzal mechzal? So that's a din in the poskim. Like I mentioned in one of the shalosh shirim, there's a Russian in Darim that was mashma on samach aleph on days that even if it's mechzal mechzal and there's no rove laheter, so it still would be enough of a tliya, unless it's mamish like muchach that it's not like that. But this is major. Shlomo Zalman uses this in a lot of different areas.
Like what?
He quotes it in the tshuva about Tfilas Kalim for getting a gift for a person who you think is not going to be a Tevil Kalim. Rav Maisha talks about this, about buying pots and pans for a non-firm person, selling a car to a non-firm person. I think a lot of different areas that the postum discussion. This is one of the Tzadim Lahakel that you don't know for sure that the person's going to use a lisser. So that's not the nature of the Isser. But
not for actually giving them food though.
Well,
actually giving them food is you can't say
the Shulchan Aruch says giving them food would be a problem that if they're not gonna make a bracha. So
that's why Rosh uses it for the pots and pans but you can't use it for the food.
Right. Even if Shlomo Zalman is everyone has to be maskim when it comes to the food. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's al kapaskin. It's not Shlomo Zalman has Svaras to say that the din in Shulchan Aruch is not nugeya, but where Moshe says once Shulchan Aruch asked it, he asked it. But you have to know when it's too much of a it's pasha that it's going to be an Isser, and then it's not going to. The Rishonim even here speak about like breaks on this heter, but it's a big heter. Fine. So the Gemara says Amar Rava. But that's not what that's halacha lemaisa from this Gemara. But that's not what I want to talk about tonight. We've spoken a lot about lifnei iver, but there's a totally different halacha that I think shoots out the feirish from this Gemara. That's a wild shaila. Amar Rabba midam hasam. I'm just cheshbening right now. Rabbi said Rashi says dehecha deikal misle b'mechira de lifnei iver talina lekula. So what's the lifnei iver? Again, he's selling a behema to a guy.
That's lifnei iver because he's gonna.
But we're not choishish for Raviyah, right? So we're choishish mishum nisune, right? That's my iser. That's not the iser on the guy.
Am I choishish for Raviyah for this one?
No, the Gemara rejects Raviyah. Right. Yeah. Is that this girsa is? What's Rashi doing with that? Yeah. So the lechem starim, the avodas avodah. You have that goes to Yunim and Yud. He takes out that girsa. You see that? Anyone have the Ozva Hadar?
Yeah.
Lamit Lulakula, not Lifnei Iver. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Right? Okay. So, I mean, it will be true, Lagabi Lifnei Iver. That's what the Ritva is pointing out over here also, but. Just I'm just bothered by the application of the case that it's not going to be lifnei iver in this case. Fine. Frak the Gemara, frak the Rava, midami hasam ena mitzuva adam mitzuva al shvisas behemto b'shvias. No, the reason why you're allowed to sell a parach hareshes is because there's no din of shvisas behemto b'shmita. So therefore, why shouldn't I be able to sell? Hacha adam mitzuva al shvisas behemto b'shabbos. So therefore, even if it's ikal and misle that he's not going to do it, it should be usr, right? Rashi, in the mitzvah of shvus is behemto b'shvius. Hakol lekol migzer mishum she'elu v'schirus nisyonah. Right, that's good. V'i mishum lifnei iver le'sita michshol talin and b'shchita. Rashi again, what's he doing? Is he talking about bayid? Maybe he's talking about bayid. To sell it to a Jew. Right, so it sounds like Rashi is setting up bain to sell it to a Jew, bain to sell it to a guy. Right? Fine. So now the Gemara says, so don't bring me a raya from Shemitah that we could be toilet lo'okel. In a situation where I'm mitzuval shvisas behemto like Shabbos, good. Everyone with me? Amar Rabbi, v'chol heicha de adam mitzuva aser. And if you are obligated to make sure that thing is shavis, then you're not toil lahakel. All right, vary sada. The adam mitzuval shvisas sadeu b'shvias utan be'shamay omer lo yinkar adam sada near b'shvias ubeisil matir neshiyachol la'avira. So you see, even by an item that I am mitzuval shvisaso. Even by Shemitah, that Beis Hillel was still matir. Sounds like you're toilu lahakil even in such situations. So you could toilu lahakil l'gabe behem also, even though you might violate Shabbos with it. It's not clear. It's totally fine. Lo gazrina mishum nisyayne, and there's not going to be lifnei iver. Good? Fine. So the Gemara says, maskef lo rav ashi v'cholecha de'ena adam mitzuv v'shari v'ari kelim, de'ena adam mitzuv al shvius v'kelim v'shvius. Rashi finds the Gemara says, and if you are not mitzuva, then it's pashat mutter. Rav Ashi, yes, even by kelim. It's all going to what? It's all going to be usher, even though I'm not chayiv and shvisas kelim on shmitah. So even the opposite direction is not even true. So rather, the Gemara touches up, and the Gemara says, Elam Rav Ashi kolich dech lemisle tlinon. It has nothing to do with whether you're mitzvah or not mitzvah on that item, but rather it's totally on the svaras lakan or lakan. Is it efshar litlos or is it not efshar litlos? Is it viable? Is it not viable? Azai Zak the Gemara, fine. I want to talk about one Shaila. This Shaila has a lot of different branches to it, but it's unbelievable. The Gemara, the Shaila is like this. I titled the Shir one practical Shaila, but there's a lot of different other Shailas that are offshoots of this.
Sorry, so just the Maskana of the Gemara is that you're allowed to sell an animal to an Akum, and if you're
Efshar Litlos thought that he was going to be Shaykh. And the Gemara is going to go on even further.
And does there have to be a certain percent possibility, like Mechza or Mechza, or just
that's a separate thing, right? Right.
Isn't it always Efshar Litlos?
Right. So I think if it's clear in that direction, I think it would still be awesome. But I think if there's a viable possibility, so then I think it's going to be okay. Good. Okay. So the Shaila is like this. What comes out of the Shaila is not the Maskana of the Shaila, but the Havim of the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to be Mechalik and say, when are we Machmir in situations where a Mitzuvah on the Shvisa of the item? Like Shvisa's Behemto, and like Shvisa's Karka. So comes along the Tosis Rid, and he has the following psak from this Gemara, and he thinks, and it sounds like that in Rashi. When the Gemara says, Adam Mitzuba al Shvisa Sadeh, it was like Rashi, as the Pasuk says, Shnas Shabason Yiela Arts. But there's a chiyuv for the karka to rest. So what's the din, Rabbi Yisai? A very important shaila, it's not relevant to us. What's the din if I have a goy working on my field in Shemitah? Am I violating an Isser D'Oraisa? Zakta Tosis Rid, a psak from a Gemara Mefereshes, that the Gemara wants to say that the din of Shvisa is Shvisa's Karka. The Karka has to be Shavis. Oda Mitzuva al Shvisa's Behemto. So just like by a Behema, if a guy rides it, that's my violation of Shvisa's Behemto, right? So too, by Karka, if a guy works on Karka, so then, Mela, I'm going to violate the din of Shvisa's Karka. It's not just the Tosis Rid, but it's also Minchas Chinuch says that this is a Gemara Mefereshes and Avodah Zarah Tezvav. It's a Kuf Yud Beis. Minchas Chinuch says that for a goy to work on a field, even though you're sitting on your couch, you're not doing anything, that would be a violation of Shvisa's Karka. Your Karka is not Shabbos on Shabbos, and that's something that you would have to be machmir about, and that was the svara to compare it to Shvisa's Behemto, where you are now going to be machmir and you're going to be geizer mishum schira she'ela and all these things, and that would be awesome. Take it one step further, more practical. Let's say I rent property to a non-from Jew or to a guy, right? And part of that rental is during the Shemitah year, right? Is that my issue? You're violating this d'oraisa. Zakta Minchas Chinuch, you're violating this d'oraisa. It's your karka. You're not doing anything, and you're going to totally violate this. That's my chiyuv to be makbid. And Chas Chinuch says he thinks based on this Gemara, he thinks through a fancy lumdis kedarko b'kodesh, he thinks that that's also the reason why I think nashim are chayavos in this mitzvah of Shvisa's karka. Even though it's a mitzvah saseisha as van grama, because he says like this, he says the rishonim asakasha is mitzvah of mila, a mitzvah saseisha as van grama. So the rishonim say it should be a mitzvah saseisha as van grama. Why should I need a pasuk to be a mamayit woman from the mitzvah of mila of oso velo oso? That's the rishonim's kasha in Maseches Kedusha. So different rishonim give different answers, but the Ritva gives the following fundamental answer. Zok the Ritva, he says, Mila wouldn't have been exempt from a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. What's the classic mitzvah saseh shazman grama? The Gemara learns it out from tefillin. I have a chiyuv to put on tefillin. The gavra has a chiyuv to be meniach tefillin on himself, and that is time bound. So any chiyuv hagavra that is time bound, a woman would be potter from. But over here, Zok the Ritva, the chiyuv over here is to do something to a child. The chiyuv is not just on the gavr just to do a ma'isa mila. The chiyuv is to make sure that the child is. It's a chayvas ha'cheirim zok the ritva. What?
It's like on the kehila.
He's saying a different svara that it's not on the keli. He's saying it's a choyva laben. It's a choyva la'acher. It's something that I have to do on something else. That's not a classic choyva sagavra that you would say that there would be parallel to the mitzvah of tefillin. You'd say mitzvah shezman gramos. Zok the ritva, zok the if the ritva is correct, so memela, now I can be mechayev nashim in shvisas karka also. Even though shvisas karka is a mitzvah shezman grama. But once the chiyuv of the karka to be shevis is what? Is to make sure that the karka goes through shvisa. Actually, I think Soloveitchik has an article he writes. He treats the land of Eretz Yisrael as like a cheftza of Kedusha, like a person, like a, you know, that's the way I have to do it. I have to gemalta. I have to make sure that there's a mila. I have to make sure that the karka is shevis and keeps Shabbos. So mamela, zok the minchas chinuch. Perhaps that lamdas might even have ramifications, the guy with the chiyuv of noshim. Comes out, if this minchas chinuch is correct, and this tesis rit is correct, comes out that shmita is much more chomer than Shabbos. Shabbos amira la'akum is aser, but it's aser at most derabonim. But when it comes to shmita, amira la'akum might be an issa deraisa. According to this, the minchas chinuch thinks that it's a pashut gemara. He says he doesn't see any way around this. He says he doesn't understand why the Rambam doesn't say it, but he thinks it's pasha to him that this should be aser. Make matters worse, Rabbi Yisai.
But what's the... You can't compare the two.
Compare what?
Shemitah and Shabbos. Meaning, you're saying Shemitah comes out...
No, I'm not comparing the two. I'm saying that the two are there. I'm just saying, okay. Amir la'akum is going to be an Issa
D'Oraisa. Right.
Even in Kol HaTorah Kula, Gemara Mamatziah Daf Zayin, Daf Tzadi, says Amir la'akum is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's at most going to be an Issa D'Rabban. So that's the opinion of the Tosis Rid.
You tell him to ride your animal, though?
What?
You tell him to ride your animal. Amir Lach, I'm telling him to get him to having him ride your animal. That
when?
Nice
when? On Shabbos?
On Shabbos.
No, that has nothing to do with Amir Lach. That's because my animal is violating. I don't need the guy for that.
Isn't the same thing by Shvius? Nothing to do with the fact. If you're saying the only issue, the issue that he's doing
right.
is he's using your land.
Right, right, right.
It's hard to find a case.
You're right, you're right. I'm just saying classic. Amir Lach is going to be Drabona. That's the way they're machadish, and that's the way they come out from this gemara. Well, let's get more practical. What do I say? Let's leave the world of akum. Let's leave the world of schiris, of renting out. Let's talk about setting up your sprinklers before shemitah. We do it before yontif, or we don't do it. Depends if someone reminds us on the WhatsApp group, right? The worst thing in the world if you don't. It's not an issa d'oraisa to have your sprinkles on, which is actually important to highlight. It's at most a din of hashmos kol that it makes noise and it's machinery that we don't allow for Shabbos. It's still nice. It's still marasayin. It's still good to turn off, and we should turn it off. But that's at most what it is for Shabbos.
Just hashmos kol.
What?
Just hashmos kol.
That's all it is. Yeah. 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 I don't like to talk about it because I like the fact that people are machmir about it, but because it's like an Indian. But like that's all. Rabbi Shmuel, that's all it is. You know, I think Rabbi Avadia has a tshuva that if you want to keep it on.
Rabbi Shmuel was machmir on timers.
Rabbi Shmuel was machmir on timers also. Yeah, right. I'm saying this thing the Peskim say was also because Hashmos call. I remember seeing I think a tshuva Rabbi Avadia, like if you put a sign, I put this on before Shabbos, like. But yeah, we don't usually do that by Hashmos Kol. We don't, because it's a Marasayin. So, Lamai said that's how Moses is going to be. Zachar Vosner, Shemitah? Except this Pshat in our Gemara, which is a pretty compelling Pshat, Rabbi say. Except the Minchas Chinuch Tosis Rid. No, this might be a Din D'Oraisa. What are you talking about? I'm doing nothing. I set up, this is on a Shabbos clock. A Shabbos clock for the seventh year. You know what I'm saying? For Shvius. Yeah. But if the din is that your shavis, the karka has to be shavis, and has nothing to do with you set up a matzav, that the karka has to be shavis, that's going to be a big problem. The other issue that this comes up with is what I titled the shears, the shaila and the poiskim that they have is a lot of times I have this in my dira that we were talking about on Matzah Shabbos in Mavar Amitla with the story with Uriah Stein. The Oil Mazir on Matzah Shabbos with the unbelievable Maisa with the tefillos for the Chanukah. So not everyone in the building was from. not everyone. There's a little garden there, right? And the non-frum people, Shemitah is like a regular year. So now the problem is that we all have a chilek in the garden. Okay, I was a seicher, whatever, but, you know, it's a yesh ladin, okay, seicher maske, but let's say there's a frum Jew that has a chilek in the karka. Now he's working on my partial ownership in that field. So what do I do? I'm not doing anything. I'd rather him not, but now he's working on it. So the Paiskim say, to be yoytze this gemara, should be mafkir in front of three people before Shemitah, your chelek in the gan of your apartment, so that you don't have any violation, that you now own karka, that now is not going to be shavis on Shemitah.
But if a guy walks into your field during Shemitah and starts watering it, it's not your fault.
I have to try to stop him. You're right. If it's honest, it's honest. If he ties me up and I don't have the ability to stop him, okay.
You have to physically try, or you can just tell him, I'd rather you not do that.
Whatever. I have to put my ishtalis in to try him, and if I don't, so now I have to figure out an itza how to get around this. You know, right. this is a problem. I'd rather not have this issue and have to rely on any itzas. Yeah. So that's what they say. That's what they're meyad. So it's all based on this gemara. So the emes is, it's not muskum. It's not muskum. And fascinatingly enough, is it the Chazanish in Ilchos Shviyos in Siman Yud Zayin, thinks that the whole thing is not true. If you look up the Rambam in the beginning of Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam says that the karka has to be shavis, the lo yase melacha. Means the gavra is not allowed to do any melacha. But it sounds like from the Chazanish it's pashut that if a goy is going to do the melacha, or you're not involved, or Yisrael is not going to be involved in the melacha, so that's not going to be. So the Chazanish actually, it's unbelievable how he read everything, you know, with a fine comb. And so Daik, so he says, if you look at Taisus and Dirim Aschel Midami, he says you see that from Taisus also. So let's just start with Taisus, just get the background of Taisus. Taisus says, Persha Kunches, Hilkach, Lekla Migzer Mishum Skiris, Usheli Kod Rashi. Over here, by the Haman Shvius, we're not going to make Xer to Skiris Shemtian. Imishum Levi Ivner Lozitim Echshal Talina Mishchita. Right? The kashya fractosis.
He has it with lifnei iver.
He's quoting Rashi.
We changed Rashi.
That was the other Rashi.
What? That was the second Rashi again.
Sorry. Yeah.
The kashya the imkain, Maika porich varisode. So he asked the kashya. If so, what's the Gemara's kasha by Sadeh? By Sadeh, it's not Shayach She'elu Nisyoinei. Right? What are you going to take it for a spin? The Haloy Asrina Mechira Sadeh Leib Kochavim Mehai Taima. Kehechad Asrina Mehi Magasa. They're not comparable. Lekach Nir Lefarish. So therefore, Tosis says a different shot. Hosam Lekach Nir Lefarish. Hosam Eino the Mitzubal Shvises Behem to Beshvies. By Shemitah perish. Lefisha ena iser tali begufa behema ela begufa karka. Since the issue is noveya from the karka and not from the behema, vafilu hishil parasa lo vikochavim lichrosh. And even if you would lend it to the guy to plow, ain shum iser shvius ala behema, the ain kan ela gnai. So there's no iser that you're violating, even if I would rent it out to him. And now I could also be matir to sell to a Jew who's chashid to say the emer l'shchita zavna. Aval gavi Shabbos sha iser tali beguf abeima. But by Shabbos, where the iser is tali beguf abeima, the ikka iser blabaylim im yichrosh bo hayvikachovim, and I will have it violate an iser if the guy will be chorish. So therefore, I shouldn't be matir through tliya. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Wherever I'm going to violate, the violent are going to violate, that's where you should be machmir by tliya. Good? So this is the kicker. Uparich, and the Gemara asks on that, really? But I have a contradiction to that also. Where you mechuyev al shvisas ha'item, and what? And you still say tliya. Ukshubiyad Yisrael acher, hari yesh bo iser daraisa. Im zerabo Yisrael v'talina le'atira. So therefore, that's the way that the Gemara asked the kasha on tliyas. Good? And the Gemara, and the siyayinu wasn't relevant. Fek Chazanish, why did Tosfos say, and by Sadeh, if a Yisrael Acher will plant? Why not say, if a Goy will plant? Zevin Funda, Zakta Chazanish, you see from Tosfos, that Tosfos clearly held that if a person is not going to do the Malacha, it will be Mutar Midaraisa. And there's a Tanai. Okay, it could be that there is, again, I don't think the Chazanish is arguing that there is a din that's Noveya from the Karka. But the din that's Noveya from the Karka can't be on the Karka alone. It's betnai that a person who violates the Karka is what? Is doing a malacha on the Karka. And if you're not going to have that malacha on the Karka, and all the nafkaminas that we just mentioned, whether it's sprinklers, whether it's a Karka mishutefes, or maybe that's a bad example, because there is someone who's... Who's doing it, but kind of like if someone is going to be doing a malacha, Yisrael is doing a malacha, so then the karka is violating the shvisa that it's supposed to happen. But if a goy is going to do the malacha, then it's going to be mutter. That's what the Chazanish was v'daik. And there's a Tosfos about Metzia also that calls in the sugya by Amir la'akam by Shariser, and he writes by Shvius that a goy doing it would also be a gzera. So you see from the Rambam and from Shitas HaTosfos that this chumrah would not exist.
Isn't that Rashi also lo yimkor lo? He says the case is Yisrael afashad al shvis.
Lo yimkor adam mitzuv al shvis esadeu. Lo yimkor lo Yisrael hachashad. Lo yimkor lo li Yisrael hachashad al shvis. Oh, why does Rashi say that? Yeah, that's a good heart. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, no, one sec. Again, you're selling it over here. So if... You're right, yeah. Should be Yad Yisrael Acher Yeshbo. Uparachar Yisrael Dada Adam Mitzubah Shvisa Sadeh. Should be Yad Yisrael Acher Yeshbo Yisura Doraisa Im Zarabo Yisrael with only there. No. Rashi is talking about a different part. Rashi is talking about we're going to sell the karka.
Right.
So if a goy buys the karka,
that's fine. Right.
So that's a different din, right? That's that for sure is not a violation. No, that's for sure is not a violation of Shemitah.
Right.
Right. They're not obligated in Shemitah. The diak of the Chazanish is im zera ba ha Yisrael.
And that's what Tosfos is talking about. I thought he was tying it back to the.
No, he is.
Oh, he is talking about.
But why even? But he's saying why does that have to be zera by Yisrael? Let's say it's a goyish worker. Right. So okay. Once a Jew owns it, that's going to be chayav.
Got it.
So I think what you could just point out that once he said I'm selling it to a Jew, so then he's probably going to be the one doing the lacha. But it is a diak that it didn't have to be. Once a Jew owns the property, so then everyone lachayr should be also according to the Tosfos Rid. And according to the Minchas Chinuch, and Tosfos said not like that. So the Chazanish thought that was meduyik lefi the Rambam, that you needed a malacha in order to violate this din of the karka, and that's the way the Avi Ezri writes also. The Avi Ezri writes that even if you say it's a din in the karka, this is what I said to the group. He says that avade if I rent it out to a goy and I have no shaychus to it anymore, you're not going to violate that. Elarak avabar shakan inan din shel shvisas haaretz elarak iser ala adam lavod avodas haaretz avodas ha'ilonos el shadinu shelo ba'ino lezet dine shlichus ela meyachar shu abaylam ala soda v'talya b'didei v'obdim lefidaito v'ritzono. So the Rav Shach says it's true you could violate this din through a goy. He says a little differently than the Chazanish. He says I'm asking that it's your chiyuv to make sure that the karka was bishayvis, but that and however that happens, But that whole has to be totally beratzoncha, meaning if I want my factory, my workers to be working on it, so then the Rav Shach is going to say that's going to be a problem. Over al sodcha loy sizra. The lawyer akala essay shall shav sa arts over elagam over al lav shall sodcha loy sizra. He's saying you would even violate the lav, but you wouldn't get malchus lav shem b'maisa. Meaning, if I set up tractors, if I set up machinery, if I set up all or goyim, so the Rav Shach saying that's your chayvas agavra, even if you're not doing a malach. So he's not. We have three shittas over here.
Like shlichos or something.
Right. So he's saying it's not midin shlichos. You don't need dinei shlichos. El shaloi ba'inol is a dinei shlichos because even a goy. Shuv mifarshin sha'af shalo asa biyadayim el shenas al pidaito betzivuyev af shalim shlichos. But mikomo kama abayim over mal sod chalosizer v'zeu agmar v'rezara daf tesvav mashev yamin chaschinuch shemaskir o mashilo akum asod al shvius over ba akum abayim over shari lezei skir v'shilo avoida yish kan sod chalosizer. If he wants to say like this, there's a marit that says if I rented out property for 10 years, so it's mutter. So it's against the Minchas Chinuch, right? The Minchas Chinuch would say that's wrong. So Zokter of Shach, no. If you rent out for Shemitah, and now this is all under your auspices, and you know directly that they're going to do it for Shemitah, that's a problem. That's a violation. Because you don't need the direct melacha. Rav Shach is not going with the mahalach of the Chazanish, right? But he's saying, if you do it by havlah, you didn't do directly a schiras for avoid the shmita, and I get money for all these other years. So now the guy is doing on his own. So that Rav Shach is holding that the only way I violate it is if I want it, or it's under my auspices. I'm violating this din not through my action like the Chazon Ish thought, but rather through my supervision, my control of this property. And the guy is not me dinei shlichus, but the guy is working under my auspices. Now I'm causing it not to be shavus. But if any Yisrael over ve'in din shvius art b'shvius ve'in shvius k'shavus. So it's a fascinating three shitas over here. You have, according to the Minchas Chinuch, anything would violate. And we'll get to the last nachman in a second. A goy, machinery, right? That would be a problem. According to the Chazon Ish, nothing would violate, and you need a Yisrael to do the malacha, even though there is a din of shvisas hasada. But that's the nature of the din. That's noveya from the karka, that you need the malacha to be done ayde Yisrael, and it's not what the Minchas Chinuch and the Tzitzit thought.
And you can hire goyim.
And you could hire goyim to meet, and you would not violate an isidur, right? So according to the Chazon Ish, yes. And according to Rav Shach, it depends. Avadi is maskim from the Gemara that there is a din on the karka, and my action is not necessary, and it's not totally on what I do versus not. Even if I'm orchestrating and if I'm on top as superior, as long as they're working under my auspices, that would be the violation. But the second I rent it out for a bunch of years and now he's doing it on his own, then that wouldn't be my responsibility, and that's no longer under the gedder of the Isser, and I'm not violating the Shvisas Ha'aretz. And the Chiddush of Rav Shach was saying is that through the Goy, if it is under my auspices, I can even violate not the essay, but I can even violate the Lav. I just won't get Malkus because it's the Lav Shem Bo'maisa because someone else is doing it. So that's the
Shared courtyard, according to Shach.
According to Rav Shach, a shared courtyard where I don't want it, where like Josh was saying, L'chayr should be mutter. That's not under me. Yeah, I think that would be, that was kind of like what Josh was saying. I think that would be a nafkamina between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rav Shach. According to Rav Shach, you might not be obligated to nafkir. Just one last nafkamina. There is a din, right, that Tosefes Shvius. So there's a right, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif is a big machlokes Rishonim. But everyone agrees, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tosefes Shvius, that there's a, The there's either Machlokes or Kiver or Rabbi Shmuel what the mucker is, but there's a thing called Tosefes Shvius. Fine. So the halacha is Bizman Hazeh, one of the halachas, we had this in Mayim Katan. I don't think we had it in Avodah Zarah, but the Gemara says halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that Tosefes Shvius doesn't exist Bizman Sheim Beis Hamikdash Kayim. Fine. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that it's not, that's something to look forward to, that it doesn't exist right now. So says the Minchas Chinuch, okay, so Tosefes Shvius doesn't exist with Zman Hazeh. But what happens, based on my chiddush, based on the Gemara Novi Dezer Taf Tesvav, what happens if you plant 2 days before Shemitah, and it only has hashrash, it only takes root, which is a tremendous transformation in the ground during Shemitah? So second, it could be that you, on autopilot, just violated an Issa D'Oraisa, even though there's no din of Tezav Shvisis, because I caused hashrasha bekarka, and now the karka just violated something because of what I did. And the Chazon Ish would say that's obviously totally mutter. You were passive during the year of Shemitah, and that would be no problem. And
Rav Shach would be machmer.
Rav Shach might be machmer. That might be the.
So you should, but it's not just about planting, but probably with your sprinklers also, you should turn it off a good like 2 weeks before, or a week or two before.
Yeah, Shemitah. I don't know how sprinklers work. Like, what effect does the water?
Not sure. Hashrasha. Right? Yeah, I guess hashrasha is different than
I don't know how irrigation works, but mashkamayim lezraim, maybe it's that. May, I don't know. When I'm mashkamayim lezraim, so it gets it's like, I don't know, I just always, it's thirsty, so it drinks, you know, right. It has nutrients. Also shah.
For Rav Shach, so it's a din in you, it being done under your auspices, you said, right? So
yeah.
You don't necessarily. You were saying that he said if you rent it out for a number of years, that's fine.
That's what he's saying. He's trying to match it for Shemitah.
So let's say you have like a year.